Home sweet hell.
Find me home for supper? Never say die, huh? Hey, Bundy, I had steak tonight. What are you having?
If I was the mailman, I'd be having your wife. Don't worry about me, Donnelly. I'll have supper.
I better have supper.
Hey, where's my supper?
Oh. Oh, God. The idiot will be home soon. Oh. Hi, idiot.
Peg, in the privacy of our own home, could you call me Mr. Idiot? Peg, you're not going to bother me tonight. Because you know why? I know you cooked me supper, didn't you? Dessert?
Oh, honey, what do you want from me? You're at work 10 hours a day. Can't you find something to eat in all that time? This is a home, not a restaurant.
I know, Peg. If it was a restaurant, we'd have a clean bathroom.
Can't you be like other husbands? Just come home, go upstairs, and sit there quietly till morning.
Excuse me a second, Peg. What's this, beef stew made from scratch? Whoa, what a wife. Peg, I'm starving to death. I can't live like this. Now, I'm telling you, Peg, I want you to put something in that oven. Either food or my head. Either way, the neighbors will smell something cooking. Now, Peg, I'm making a stand here. I'm not kidding. I want a meal. I want it now. Get it?
Huh? What'd you say, Al? I'm sorry. I wasn't listening.
I don't know. It's just something about me being a man. It wasn't important.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
Kids, I'm glad you're home because I'm taking a poll.
Where are we going to put a poll?
Well, we can put it in your head so we have a place to hang the sign that says, duh.
Oh, thanks. You wouldn't let me get a nose earring, but you're going to put a pole in my head?
Peg, are you sure you didn't have a one-night stand with Abbott and Costello?
No, I'm a one-stooge woman, honey.
All right, we're going to have a vote.
I thought we were going to have a poll.
All in favor of having your mother cook? 3. Opposed? None. No, that's it, Peg. You're cooking. I don't care if it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner, but I want it hot, and I'll tell you something else. I want it on a plate.
Boy, if I'd known it was going to be like this.
Well, Peg, the neighbors are laughing at me.
And everyone at school, too, Dad.
Well, that's it. From now on, this family is going to be like every other family in America. Sometime this month, we're going to eat.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'll make one meal, but it's not going to be good.
That's all we have.
Oh, Mom, one more thing.
Oh, you are spinning me right into PMS.
Oh, nurse, Mom. She said it's time for us to go to the dentist to get our annual checkup.
Oh. Okay. We'll make an appointment.
Doing?
Oh, giving the kids their dental checkups. Excellent, Bud. As usual.
Beautiful, Kelly. Good girl.
Okay, kids, go on upstairs and we'll forge your dental forms in the morning.
Well, that wasn't so bad.
Yeah. Thank God we didn't need tetanus shots.
Oh, I hate that little pen. Ooh.
Excuse me, but doesn't anybody know this is against the law?
So is dressing up a chicken and calling it your wife.
Why does he keep calling me a chicken?
Now, Marcy, Don't get your feathers ruffled.
Guys, I don't mean to be rude, but we've got some x-rays to sketch.
This is a disgrace. Don't you understand? You are robbing your children of one of life's great experiences. I love to go to the dentist. A man in white hovering over me while I'm trapped helpless in a chair. He cleans me. He flosses me. His instruments alive in my mouth. And just when I think I can't take anymore, he says, good girl, Marcy. You can spit now.
Hal, I want to go to the dentist.
Well, you should. Everyone should see their dentist at least twice a month. I mean, you. And you know what? I haven't had a cavity since I was 10 years old.
So what? I haven't had a cavity my whole life, and I've never been to the dentist.
And still you have that delightful breath. How do you know you've never had a cavity?
History. Tradition, my boy. Bundy men were always known for one thing.
Hairy knuckles?
The sex drive of a carbuncle?
Well, actually, we were known for two things. One, always having the knack of finding just the right woman.
Uh-huh.
And teeth. Big, strong choppers. Marcy, have a look in here.
Uh-huh. Oh, my God, it smells like a hamper.
Oh, just check the teeth, will you?
Well, the green one looks pretty good. And some might be bothered by that black one. But the one that's actually bleeding could be a problem, Charlie. Al, you should go to the dentist.
No, Dennis. If my teeth don't hurt, there's nothing wrong with them. And my teeth don't hurt. Now my teeth hurt!
Bundy. I'm Bill.
Hello, Bill. I'm Al Bundy. I'm Kelly's father. This is just some weather we're having here, isn't it, Bill?
You know, it's funny, but it's almost 1 o'clock in the morning and you were kissing my daughter.
Oh, darn, Bill. It's so late, I thought that'd be open. There you go. Here, Kelly.
I know, Daddy. We were just doing our homework. I'm a good girl.
Who cares? Listen, my teeth are killing me. I felt fine until that darn Marcy voodooed me. Now I'm in so much pain I can't even sleep, honey. Just look in there and see if my teeth are okay.
Oh, well, wait a minute. Let me move this one aside. Well, they all look okay to me. Except for that one that's fizzing. Daddy, why don't you just go to the dentist?
No dentist. I need a nice cold beer. It's cold. Not like a cold beer on a hot night. That's good.
Are you afraid of the dentist, Daddy?
Kelly, I'm a grown man. So, yes, of course, I'm deathly afraid of the dentist.
Fear is nothing to be ashamed of, Daddy. Let me tell you a little story. I was afraid once. It was 2 years ago, so I was, 8. Anyway, I missed the bus back from school, so I had to walk home. It's getting pretty dark. I almost drank beer. Anyway, I cut through this alley, and I heard this noise. I turned, and there they were.
Who?
All my friends from school. So we all went over to Janie's house, and we had this dance party. Oh, God, it was great. Janie's mom put this broom between two chairs and a limbo dinner, and then we had cake. Oh, we painted each other's toenails, and then we went to sleep. It was really good.
Honey, Daddy doesn't have long to live. Get to the part of the fear.
Well, let's see. Was I afraid of my dress? What the heck was I wearing?
Honey, that's all right. Sweetheart, it was a great story. Now, Daddy's just busy enough to go to sleep now, honey. Have a great night, sweetheart.
You too, Daddy. Oh, Daddy, I just remembered.
What?
I was wearing my pink dress with the little sparkles on the collar, and I was afraid it would clash with the toenails I just painted.
Thanks again, sweetheart.
What are daughters for?
I don't know.
I'm going to sleep.
Dad gone yet?
Yep.
Great. So we'll see you in the morning.
Oh, curse your father for making me feed him. It's just so confusing. I mean, what do men eat?
Well, going by Bud, insects.
Mom, Kelly had a boy here last night.
Oh, yeah? Well, Bud had a girl here last night.
Yeah. Like I'm going to believe that. Don't tell stories, Kelly.
Hey, wait a minute. I could have had a girl here.
Sure you could, honey.
So how were Daddy's teeth this morning?
Oh, I don't know. He was up screaming all night. Finally, I put a pillow over his face so I could get some rest. He's really got to go to the dentist.
Ah, what a day. Smell that morning air.
Al, will you please go to the dentist?
Don't have to now, Peg. A miracle happened last night. I went to bed, woke up today, I feel fine.
Oh, yeah? Eat this ice.
Oh, no, Peg. Put it in a bag, I'll eat it on the way to work.
Eat it now, Al.
Ready? Problem?
Al, you have a 2:30 appointment with Marcy's dentist. Now, here's the address, and in case you need a loved one to pick you up, here's a bus schedule.
Dr. Plyerson. What I need is a Dr. Killawife.
Dad? Yes? I had a girl here last night.
But I got no time for your jokes now. My teeth are filled. I'm a little nervous.
Right down. Can I have the ducky now? There's a little boy out there who really needs it.
Come
on now. You've got nothing to worry about. You won't feel a thing.
What's this for?
Oh, it's just to soak up the blood.
Nurse, this dentist, he's like a real good one, right?
Don't worry, Mr. Bundy. Doctor's just wonderful. Just look at these.
Oh, wow. Nice, white, firm. Those babies should last you a lifetime.
I brush them every day.
I would, too, if they were mine. All right. Next.
Ah, the man with the ducky.
Thank you, nurse.
Take it from here.
All right. Come on, Bundy.
Let's see what we got here. Open up.
No.
Come on, Bundy. I'm a pro. I've seen it all. I've done it all. Come on, open up.
No! Mother of all creatures, big and small. Is it bad?
No, not really. CC?
Yes?
I want you to bring one of the big bibs in here and a drop cloth for the floor.
Hey, Doctor, I was just thinking, yeah, I don't eat, and I got no reason to smile. Why don't we just let them drop out naturally? I'll mail them to you, drill them, fill them, mail them back to me.
Now, look, come on, Bundy. Now, I might be optimistic, but I just happen to think we can save a couple of those babies. What do you say, huh? I'll, Novocaine, yep. Then I'll have a couple of drinks, and neither one of us will feel a thing, huh? All right, now make sure you get a shot of the head so they know it's a human mouth.
Hey, Doctor, now you said this is going to be nothing, right?
Now, look, I've done 1,000 of these things, just never in the same mouth. You numb yet?
Yeah, you?
Yeah, close enough.
Oh, honey.
It's Doctor in the office, sweet cheeks.
Sorry. Anyhow, Doctor, I'm going to go home and slip into something a little more comfortable. Do you want me to pick up some videos?
Yeah. Just something mild. I'm going to be up to my elbows in blood in a minute.
I have this feeling I'm forgetting something. Did I turn off the iron? Did I take my pill? Mrs. Higginbottom's just spitting up teeth like a popcorn machine in there.
Okay, well, give her a Sports Illustrated. Tell her I'll be right there. Yeah, sure. Let her rot. Women, they're the lowest forms of life. You married, Bundy?
Look in these eyes.
For me, I'm recently divorced. She got me for 1.5 mil. I'm not bitter, though. No, she deserved it. She gave up a very promising career as a waitress to become my wife of about 6 whole months. Almost a half a year, you know. 1.5 mil.
Take it easy, Doc. Take it easy. I find out in life you can't live in the past or the present or the future. But you can spend some quality time at a newsstand reading dirty magazines.
Yeah. They can't take that copy of Heine away from you, can they? Bundy, you're an okay Joe. Tell you what I'm going to do. I'm not going to dig too deep. I'll do what I can. You won't feel a thing.
Jesus.
Doctor, it's your ex-wife's attorney on line one.
Great.
By the way, I bought this with your credit card, Dr. Honey. Is it okay?
Yes, it's much better than the one you bought yesterday.
And more expensive.
You go digging. What do you want? I got a dying man in a chair. No, absolutely not. No. Well, she already got it. Yeah, she's got them, too. A baseball card collection. Oh, no. Look, I'll give her the $150 it's worth. She wants the cards. Why? Because she knows I like them. All right, I'll tell you what. You tell her to take those cards and I hope she chokes on them. Oh, I love those cards. I spent my whole life collecting those cards.
Hey, Doc, I think the Novocaine is starting to wear off a little bit.
Shut up, Bundy! God, I'm so mad. I'm shaking.
What a memory this will be.
If I didn't still have pimples, I'd think this was a dream.
Yeah, well, just don't bring your rumbling little stomachs around come Thanksgiving. Because after today, Mommy has hung up her oven. Al, here's your stinking meal. I hope you're happy.
Oh, Peg? What'd you cook for? You know I can't eat. Oh, look at all the food.
Stop babbling, Al. I can't understand a word you say.
Well, can you understand this? I want another meal when I get to eat the food.
And the mashed potatoes.
Give me corn.
This is unacceptable. I'm the mayor of the house.
Your daddy's right. This is very unfair to your father, and we cannot enjoy my meal with him like this.
Thank you.